great Deacon David Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, Saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. Oh boy, I'm excited about this Sabbath, aren't you? This is great to be here at the House of Yahweh. I'm so excited about this. I'll tell you what. I want to get started here. First of all, may the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. May Yahweh bless your understanding. I think this is truly needed, what's being said today. I know it was needed for me, and so I figure there's some people out there that it's also needed for. Lots of new people coming to the house. So for those of you who've been here and endured this long, please bear with me, because the new people need this also, okay? Now remember, it's 45 days till Yahshua's memorial. 45 more days to go for the gold, all right? It's coming so fast. I'll tell you what, it's exciting. All right, Yahweh willing, you're going to see how this peaceful solution is necessary in order for us to go for the gold. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about that peaceful solution again. There's just no getting away from it. And hopefully, Yahweh willing, you will see why there's no getting away from it. First of all, I want to share with you a little story. You know, I don't know if any of you, this has occurred to any of y'all, but I made a call to the power company the other day. I was a little upset. You know, it seemed like the lights went out for a moment. And I called, and interestingly enough, there were two people on the line that I spoke with. They were real nice about everything, you know, real understanding and all. And of all things, you know what they asked me? Here I am talking about the lights going out at the power company, and they said, "Have you guarded your mind?" I'm like, "What?" And they said, "Well, have you guarded your mind with all diligence?" Well, that was interesting. So as I talked a little bit more, you know, then they suggested, I asked them what I could do. They suggested I start using gold connectors. You know, like the ones you plug into your TV with the gold tips on it and everything. The gold that doesn't corrode and is a perfect conductor of electricity. So they're suggesting I use this stuff. And for all my power needs, gold, the best conductor of energy, perfect conduit. It doesn't use energy. It will let the energy flow through it without using it. But anyway, they also told me that I could call back during the week and get some help on this. They said there's a few books on the subject that they'd like to share with me. And they reminded me that the power that I was getting was free. Absolutely free. Now talk about brightening up my face when they said that. That was great to hear. So maybe some of you have also called that same power company. If you haven't, I've got the number right here I'd like to share with you. The power company. It is 1-800-613-9494. Okay. And 1-888-613-9494. And what awaits you there is free power. Of course, you notice the small print. Some qualifying may be needed. So with that, actually, here's a little bit of that free power right there. Let me just share that with you, too. If we learn to stop, think, consider our options, and proceed with the correct choice, notice our options over there. If we're considering that it's not going to hurt self, others, or the firmament. Now, interestingly enough, this is an old sign. It's got to be at least a couple years old. And it says the firmament, property or environment. But it says the firmament. And we're learning more and more about why and how this firmament works and the power that will be supplied to us from the power company. Okay? So make sure y'all call the power company, all right? Okay, so the title of this is The Peaceful Solution, or Get Energized, okay? So, and I got to tell you, every time I get up here to speak, I am very energized. I can't help it. I try to use Pastor as an example in everything that I do. Sometimes I don't quite make it there, but I know he doesn't waste a lot of time, because I hear him throughout the day and he's like running over here, running over there, running over here, back and forth, getting his exercise in between. So, all right, today, Yahweh willing, we're going to show that going for the gold, how we can do it, and why the peaceful solution is necessary to achieve that perfect unity and the perfect gold that Yahweh wants in us. There's a lot of sermons coming on this. So for you deacons and kahans working on these things, which Yahweh willing, everybody is working on going all out for the gold and doing that study. So there's many sermons coming on it, and don't worry. It's I'm touching just a little bit on that. Now, this should help you today if you are keeping positive thoughts in your mind. Now, all my life I've heard, you know, in sales, positive attitude, and it never made any sense. It just seemed like a bunch of hooey to me, a bunch of people out there talking about it, their great accomplishments that they did, and how great they were, and how great their massive mind was. Until I got in the house of Yahweh, and until I started studying about the energy and about the gold and the peaceful solution, I finally did get to that responsibility book, and it is really awesome, I got to tell you. We're having a class in the afternoons in Arkansas. We have a class, and it's building moral excellence, and there's many people who've still been coming to it, you know, gone through self-control and other books, and now they're staying afterwards and getting the responsibility book. And you know what? I'm getting it too. Remember, when you teach others to stop sinning, you stop sinning yourself. And there's going to be a little bit about that self and how working with others, how speaking with others, how all these things work together to perfect yourself also. So it's a great blessing when you're not selfish and you help others and you speak kindly to them and everything. Guess what? You benefit from it also. But let me don't jump too far out there, okay? Speaking of the power company, Pastor told us that Yahweh and Yahshua are like a ball of energy. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about, you know, that gassy God thing and everything. But Yahweh and Yahshua have so much energy. That energy, that ability to do the work, if that power is there and that knowledge is there, that energy. And he said we couldn't even get close to him at this time. If we got close to him, we'd, you know, short circuit or something. It's not possible. Now, it will be possible, and that's one of the reasons that Pastor really is begging us to become this perfect gold in unity with everything in his house and a perfect conduit in every way. Because guess what? Pastor is there too. To whatever degree, I don't know. Pastor told us himself, Yahshua never let anybody know, even the disciples, know exactly, you know, what level he was on and what he was capable of. But I can tell you this, that Pastor wants to give us that energy, and that's where it's going to come from. It's going to come through him. He wants to give us every bit of that energy that he possibly can. But if there's anything negative in us, it's not going to be able to transfer over to us. So we have to work on getting it out. And Yahweh willing, if there's ever been that time where we felt that negative energy was really so much in us that we couldn't get that energy, we need to work on it. And we've got 45 more days. We've been given 45 more days to go for the gold, I tell you. I love it. So Yahweh's mercy, that's his mercy. Yahweh's mercy upon us. He gives it to us, this energy, little by little by little. He doesn't give it to us all at once. We'd burn up. We'd short circuit, just like we were talking about. We get it a little bit as we can accept it. And Pastor's the same as Yahweh. He can't give it all to us right now. You know, it's little by little as we can handle it. So go for the gold. We have to be those perfect vessels in unity, worthy to stand in the last days. You know, that means a lot, being worthy to stand, being able to continue doing the work. There's been sermons brought out on that, but also being able to really stand, to even stand in Pastor's presence, to stand in Yahshua's presence, to stand in Yahweh's presence. We've got to get there. And Pastor's showing us how. And he's filling us with that golden oil so we can be that perfect conduit. And in order to do this, we've really got to guard our mind. Now, recently I was reading, and it really started jumping out at me on guarding our mind. And And, you know, I was always thinking, well, guard my mind. You know, I don't want to look at that that's on there. I don't want to hear that that's over here. And I don't want to get away from these people talking this. But, you know, we got to guard our mind from ourselves. That's the key. You know, pastor hears and sees things. People call him names and all these things. And you know what? He hears it and all. But he loves Yahweh's plan. And he loves Yahweh's plan so much that he knows Yahweh is allowing that to occur. So therefore, he loves it when that's occurring. Stay with me there, okay? Recently, a Kahan mentioned that flee or resist Satan and she will flee from you. And he went on to say, you know, Satan's the adversary. So if you resist adversity, it will flee from you. Well, how do you resist adversity? Get behind me, Satan. Well, that's part of it. But how do you resist it? Well, if it's adversity to you, you have not resisted it. Think about it. If you love the plan of Yahweh so much that you know that Yahweh is allowing this to take place, then you have to love your situation. And then it's not adversity. Got it? That's how you resist. That's how you resist the adversity that's coming your way, and that's how Satan flees. Hey, if she can't get anywhere, she's going to go. She's like, oh, boy, I'm wasting my time here. Now, with some people, she tries a lot harder. You know, she's been trying for a long time on pastor, but he just won't give in. So pastor's been trying to get this through our thick insulation. You know, if we're going to be gold wire, I think we got a bunch of insulation on us right now. He's been trying to get it through us for a long time. How long? Well, let's just take a look. The Peaceful Solution Character Education Program Responsibility Book on page 25. This is so awesome. It says, well, first of all, let me share with you what a teacher told me one time. She said, when she first saw this program, she said, what kind of mind came up with this program? Because every lesson is created perfectly. What kind of mind came up with this program? Yahweh willing, she'll see one day soon. What you think about, whether positive or negative, will affect what you believe, value, and ultimately how you behave. This is straight off of page 25. Down at the bottom of page 25, it has a picture of, you know, the conscious mind and an arrow over to the subconscious mind and the subconscious mind back over to the conscious mind and back over again, because it all feeds that way. In fact, bear with me. If you were ever asked to do something by a parent, teacher, or employer that you did not want to do, how did you react? Did you think to yourself, oh, they're not being fair. Oh, why do I have to do this, you know? Did you get upset, roll your eyes, refuse to obey? Okay, come on. I know all of us at some time in our life have done that, all right? So we all know what it feels like. So, you know what I'm talking about. Well, guess what? You were not practicing self-control. Because you didn't stop to think about the right way to handle the situation, nor did you consider the consequences of your actions, not only to the people you're speaking with, but to yourself. Sometimes we forget about ourselves when it comes to these things. But we go back over here to page 25. What you think with your conscious mind feeds into your subconscious mind, whether positive or negative. And you're going to hear a lot about that positive and negative in the next few weeks, I have a feeling, okay? Okay, so do you know, page 27, it says, do you know someone who has a short fuse? Well, someone who hits, pushes, or yells at others has lost control of their anger. Responsibility book, get it. It's awesome. Well, then I thought about this, and I thought about Proverbs. And if you go to page 498 with me, page 498, that's Proverbs 4 on page 498. Proverbs 4, verse 23 and 24. Proverbs 4, page 498. All right, it says, guard your mind with all diligence. So that means, you know, put some effort into it, okay? Just like the effort we're supposed to exert on the Sabbath day. That effort, that energy being exerted so that it can grow, so that we can get more energy, so we can do more things, so we can have more energy. And you know, it is all about obedience, because Pastor's been telling us for a long time, and if we've been obedient and doing that, then that energy is growing within us. And so now then the understanding comes about this energy and the gold and everything that goes along with it. And to guard your mind, because if you don't, there's negative stuff going in. Guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life. Out of your mind flows the springs of life. Put away from you that froward mouth, false and deceitful speech, and perverse lips. Again, you know, how many times must we say that we really are talking about the foul language? If you don't think it's negative, then just run up here in the sanctuary and start cursing someone out one day and see if they are really positive and receptive to that. You could go out into the world and do the same thing, and you could see if they're going to be positive to your conduct. No, you're going to get in a fight if you do that. You can't do that. Just believe it, that foul language and the perverse lips, I know it covers more than that, but it's also that foul language, okay? So guard your mind. Well, what is your mind? Let's go to one more verse first. If you'll go to Proverbs 16:23 on page 506. Proverbs 16:23 and 24 on page 506. The mind of the wise, now remember, the mind guides his mouth and adds learning to his lips and makes his lips persuasive. Pleasant words are like a comb of honey, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words. Pleasant words are the words of Yahweh. Pleasant words are the law of Yahweh and the peaceful solution. That's pleasant words. If you hear something that you think is not so pleasant, it's really you that needs to adjust. You know, many times we're told to that even if a harsh ruler or something is over you, that, hey, your job is to bear up to it and do the work, no matter what's said. Because anything in the plan of Yahweh that brings forth the plan of Yahweh is pleasant words. And those pleasant words are like a comb of honey, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. But I want you to think about yourself in this too. Because, you know, when you speak unpleasant words to somebody, meaning you're not keeping the peaceful solution, not keeping the laws of Yahweh, guess what you're doing? It's no longer sweet to the soul, and it's no longer health to your bones. It's rottenness to your bones. You know why? Because the conscious mind feeds the subconscious mind feeds the conscious mind. And in fact, you know, this guard, in the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate 11th edition, it talks about even an armed guard, and I thought about the two-edged sword, but it's a defensive state of attitude to our own mind, defensive. But it's also to watch out to prevent escape from what comes out of our mind and our mouth towards others. So see, it's a two-edged sword. And as I went on, I'm a little bit slow. And I thought, well, there's got to be others probably that are out there too that, you know, brand new or a little bit slow like me. So I said, there's got to be someone out there. And I looked over at my bookshelf and there was a book sitting there. And it said, there is someone out there. So I said, oh, there is. I thought so too. So I went to it, you know. And I turned to, let's see what page that was on. I turned to page 119 and 120. Actually, on 118, Pastor is talking about the communications between cells occur via the chemical reactions and transfer of electrochemical energy. And I thought, wow, there's that energy again, that transfer of energy. That's why we got to be like the gold. The neuropeptides are in our heart, too. And the mind is not only the brain, it's also the flow of neurocommunicators throughout the brain, glands, and immune system. And Pastor said, science, on page 119, science will soon discover that emotions, the emotions of love, hate, joy, fear, anger, lust, and many other emotions develop not in the brain, but in the heart. And develop is making, is clarifying something or making something manifest. And it made me think of Yochanan 3:10, you know, where he said, in this the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil will be manifest, you know. We're developing this character in our heart. These emotions then proceed from the heart to the conscious and subconscious mind. Well, this was in 1997, and he's teaching the peaceful solution right there. He didn't say the peaceful solution, but it's the peaceful solution right there. I just read it. I just read it out of the responsibility book. To the conscious and subconscious mind, where they are then acted upon by the individual. And he talks about the blood-brain barrier and zonulin and zot and many other things. But likewise, modern science has just started to examine the links between certain things, like the Old Testament, they call it, where it says they have always linked mental processes and health. Like, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, says the book of Proverbs in the King James. But a broken spirit drieth the bones, okay? Now, here's the key right here, and this is why, you know, Pastor, I'll tell you, he's been trying to get it into us for so long. And yes, there must be someone out there. He said, unlike the human brain, which is fed with physical food by the blood, which carries oxygen and nutrients, the conscious and subconscious mind is fed with hyperphysical food. You know what that is? Knowledge, thoughts, emotions, feelings. And this non-solid food can either nourish the mind, causing it to increase in viability. Whose mind? We're talking about our own mind right here. Others too, but right here it's talking about your mind. It can nourish the mind, causing it to increase in viability, or it can harm the mind, causing it to decrease in viability. If the mind is fed with nourishing food, such as love and joy, and you know, remember the peaceful solution, and remember 2 Kefa, remember Galatians, remember the love and joy that we're taught, and speaking kindly to one another and everything, it will bring nourishment to the whole body. But if the mind is fed with harmful food, such as hate or anger, it will bring sickness to the whole body. Now, is that not exactly what Proverbs just said? That in Proverbs 16:24 it says, pleasant words are like a comb of honey, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pastor's been teaching us how to go for the gold for a long time. And you know, it's amazing the mercy that he displays, just like Yahweh, in allowing us to, you know, touch the hot stove. And then come on back and cry and say, okay, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Guard your mind with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Reverence Yahweh by turning entirely away from evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Pleasant words are like a comb of honey, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 14:30, a sound mind is health to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Well, it's not to the other person. Remember in the peaceful solution what we're taught. Remember the glass of poison? How when we hold a grudge towards somebody, when these things occur, it's like we're sitting there drinking that glass of poison and waiting for that person we're mad with to die. It doesn't work that way. You're affecting yourself. We're affecting ourselves with our thoughts. If you have a negative thought, gold is positive. It's a positive conductor. If you have a negative thought, you need to get it out. If you have anything negative within you, you need to get it out. We've got to get it out of us. All of this became clear through Pastor's words. So Pastor's been teaching for a long time. Also the prophets and the apostles. You know, I'm not going to go there right now, but Galatians on page 914, you don't have to go there, but it shows where, in fact, the deacon read it earlier, I believe, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. I warn you beforehand, as I did in times past, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom. Why? Because you won't be a positive conductor. You won't be gold. You'll be something other than gold. You'll have those negatives within you. Second Kefa, this, you know, it never fails. I get up here and I read this, but Second Kefa on page 961, you can go there, you can write it down. But in verse 8, it says, for if these things are in you and abound, they cause you to be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our King, Yeshua Messiah. And he says, therefore, my brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you'll never fall. And in this way, an entrance into the kingdom is abundantly supplied to you, you know? So, you know, we can go on to perfection. We can make the connection with Yahweh. And if you don't have those books, I highly recommend you get it. It seems like every time I get around to it, I'm going on to perfection, the book Going On to Perfection. And indeed, it can keep you going on to perfection, because Pastor talked about the peaceful solution in here. Yes, not by name, not by peaceful solution, but yes, he did talk about the peaceful solution. In fact, the whole book is about the peaceful solution, but we just couldn't accept it back then. It's taken us a while to get there. So he wants us to get the peaceful solution now, and he wants us to become that gold in unity, being perfect conductors for the energy that he has to share with us from Yahweh and Yahshua. But in book one, praise Yahweh, in book one, Going On to Perfection, on page 66, Pastor says, this spirit holy cannot fight resistance. So see, there it is again. If you have negatives in you, if you're supposed to be a piece of gold here, and you got the negatives within you, that resistance, it says that spirit holy can't fight it. And it has to be by will, by your will, by the will of your mind. Remember what the mind is? It's not only the brain, but it's also the other parts of us, the conscious and subconscious mind, and all the things that feed it. It's your computer. It's the gate. It is. That's where it enters and starts lubricating and electrifying the places where your body's weak. This spirit holy overshadows you, and you got to get this certain amount on page 67. And remember that you get it by studying, praying, acts of righteousness, and determination. This is how it grows. And by studying and determining to do what is said, that is doing what Yahweh says to do and avoid what he says not to do. If you got the negatives, get rid of them. Do what he says to do. You know, there's so much more. There's so much more in the peaceful solution, because it talks about how you drain your battery and how it's negative, like to procrastinate, for instance. You know why? If you procrastinate, what occurs? It drags you down. You're constantly thinking about that. Yahweh willing, you're thinking about it. But you're constantly thinking about that thing that's been left undone. Well, I got to do that. I got to do that. I got to do that. Well, guess what? Stop and do it. If you do it, then it'll be gone and you can go on to the next thing and it won't be dragging you down. Okay? So when we follow through with the assignments given and we do those things, it builds positives. It builds energy. It puts that energy within us. Back in 2003, on page 68, in Making the Connection with Yahweh, Pastor says, you need the positive. You need the positive, not the negative electricity like with a battery and everything. But the peaceful solution character education is a positive connection of righteousness to righteousness of Yahweh that will give you power, as Yahshua said. He had great power, and he obtained it in this manner by making this connection with Yahweh that we have not made. I want you to remember, and Pastor talked about the positive in here, and he said, you know, he heard a lot of that positive going on in the peaceful solution. He said, you know, Yahweh willing, one day they'll get it. They'll understand what all this positive is about. So if you have negative self-talk, guess what? You're building rottenness in your own bones. If you're talking against the work, if you've been assigned something and you leave that assignment, you've got rottenness in your bones. Repent. Turn back to Yahweh with your whole heart, get the negatives out, and let's get the positive going, and let's be those perfect connectors, those perfect conductors filled with golden oil, ready for the energy. Love the plan of Yahweh more than anything else. Love our situations to grow. Be thankful and joyful in all things. Remember that? Be thankful and joyful in all things. That's why. So we can not have the negatives. We can be thankful. You know, What about the apostles that came out after being beaten and they were singing and rejoicing, you know, after being beaten on behalf of Yahweh? Well, that's not something fake that they did. They didn't just make up their mind to not get mad and sing a song. No, they had it built within them to love the plan of Yahweh more than anything else and not let anything come against them and break that down. They were solid in what they were doing, and so they did rejoice. Remember Pastor, when he said he was glad he went through what he went through in that jail. He was glad he went through it, remember? And every time that we saw him, he was obeying the rules and doing everything he could in his power to be an example of righteousness to those around him. And then what did he say when he got out? He said, pray for them. Pray for the enemies. That's not a joke. He didn't just make it up in one day. It's because that's how he is. He is that gold. He is that perfect conductor of righteousness. And he wants to let it flow from him to us. So we have to become that gold too. And Solomon was the same way. Solomon, Yeshua said, it's what comes from the mouth that defiles a man. So all those things we read in Proverbs, that was Solomon, the wisest man at that time. Yeshua, the wisest man at that time. It's what comes out from the mouth that defiles the man. And now Pastor, the wisest man on earth at this time. And he's speaking the peaceful solution. And he says things like, I'm glad I went through it. And he prays for the people. And he's glad that he got spit on, So... we want to come to perfection. And last week, Pastor mentioned if you're looking at things with negative eyes, you're going to catch the negatives or negative thoughts. If you look at it with positive, you're going to catch the positives. So study, pray, speak kindly to yourself and others, and be the perfect gold in unity, prepared for every righteous work. And with that, I'll hand it over. If everyone will please stand. To the great Kahan, Stefania Hawkins. Praise Yahweh.
Welcome, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Please be seated. We have quite a bit of news showing the prophecies being fulfilled. And the first story that we have is this new disease in Philadelphia. It's really worldwide, but they're focusing on Philadelphia because it's showing up so much. But it's young women get this disease, and it causes a personality change. It can even cause a coma. And they go into these seizures, and they do give a little bit of a hint near the end of what the cause is, although they don't recognize it. But they call it an autoimmune disease, and what they typically say this, what they're meaning is that it's the immune system attacking itself without any real cause. That's basically what their position is. But there is a cause that they don't want to see, and it's like that article the pastor read about Asperger's syndrome, and he said, as long as the cause remains a mystery, the numbers are going to increase. And as long as, see, the cause is no longer a mystery because the house of Yahweh is bringing it out. But as long as they refuse to listen to us on what the cause is, their numbers of these diseases is going to increase. So this is a new disease, and it's a pretty scary one. And then we have the drought, which is, it shows in this story, it's 60% of the nation. So the drought's not over. And then we have the first 6 minutes of KRBC last night. I took out the weather. They kept interjecting the weather into the stories. But the first 6 minutes of the regular stories, and you'll see that this small town of Abilene, which I'm starting to call the Christian compound down the road, has got all kinds of crime going on every day. You'd almost think you live in New York City. But this is just right in the small town of 100,000 people, which was not like this even 10, 20 years ago. And then we have a sheriff who says you cannot rely on 911 anymore, and he wants the people to arm themselves and train themselves to defend themselves. And another story, which I didn't have time to put in here, but now that county is auditing him. Because they don't like him saying that. And then they had of a sniper in Texas who was shot, while he was supposedly helping someone with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And then we have a disgruntled police officer who's vowed to shoot other police officers. He's already killed 3 people, including a family member of another police officer, and they don't even know where he is. And in another story, which I, again, didn't have time to put on here, they asked the police department whether or not this man knows what he's doing with these guns, and he says, of course he does. We trained him. So they're particularly afraid of him. So let's play the news. Everyone, please stand. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Israel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Come on. Now you can be seated. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I want to kind of hurry, but not getting too big a hurry, but we do have a lot to cover on this. They give me so much admonition every week. The question about the gold, if you turn over to Exodus 28, Deacon Knighton, he gave an excellent sermon on this, but you could write several books bigger than the book of Yahweh on this subject if you wanted to study it. But if you'll read verse 5 there, these are the garments they are to make for, we put high priests, breastplates, an ephah, a robe, that's verse 4, woven tunic and mitzvah, a sash. They are to make these holy garments for your brother Aaron and other priestly garments for his sons, so they may serve me as priest. Have them use gold. You get that? Have them use gold and blue and purple and so forth and fine linen. Of course, these are available, or if they're not available, you need to get your order in anyway. Don't wait. Get it in. They're making them now, the priestly garments. The tallits will be gold and so forth. I wanted you to see that local news, because the 5 o'clock news that evening was even better. They had more shootings and break-ins and knifings and drunken driving, and that was in the first 10 minutes, they said, and giving it. But we didn't get it recorded, so we had to go back and get 10 o'clock news, which they took out a little because they had more commercials to put in. So, but this is just a small town, Abilene, 3 Christian colleges that teach nothing but money making and working for corporations. So they're not helping at all to solve this problem in any way, and the people are going crazy. The brains are deteriorating from eating unclean foods that the churches should have been telling them, you know, don't eat this stuff. It's going to ruin your brain. But they can eat it and still work for the corporation, so that's what they're doing. The world now is beginning to notice what we actually started teaching about 40 years ago or more here in Abilene. And we were teaching what you're doing to yourselves, what you're going to cause to come upon yourselves and all the world. Well, now they're seeing what we were teaching, and they're getting really concerned about it. In all of this, I want you, in these articles that I'm about to comment on here, I want you to remember there is a place of protection, from all of this. Even the new wild diseases that are coming out, I hope you caught that one, that the women are getting in the brain. This is a nasty thing here that's taking place, but of course it comes from STDs, and every woman that has it has a tumor to go with it. And that was in the news there. I hope all of you caught that. This is what you're asking for when you get out into the world. Sheriff Clark urging the citizens to arm themselves. Now, I know he got quite an opposition, but see, the world has gotten to what they call the norm, as the Today Show had. They want everyone to start thinking this is normal now, so just accept it and let's go on with our lives. It didn't happen here. Indicating, you know, you have nothing to fear. Well, it's happening there already, you know. It's in their minds, in their plates. Tables are full of vomit, as a prophet says. They're full of unclean and abominable items that's sickening their brains to where they can't think clearly. The laws of Yahweh has been taken away from them. and of course ridiculed, the global drought. It says this is global, and it's man-made, they said, and it causes major worries. They're trying now to come up with a solution like the gun control laws, that they have something like 20,000 on the books. They want another one that will solve this problem. And of course, they're treating this as if they don't know what is occurring. We've been telling them this now for several years and pointing it out in detail. The five sobering realities about global water scarcity. Now, this is a great concern because they've taken water away from the farmers in order to get it into the cities where, of course, the taxes are paid and money is made and spent. And so they have to take care of the cities because the money comes first. And they'll change their mind after a while as the food gets more scarce, and it is. This week, the man that is co-owner of the auction barn, they had him on the news. He said, the sales are great. They asked him how business was. He said, it's great. The only thing, we're 3,000 head of cattle short every week now because there's no cattle to be sold because the ranchers cull their herds out, so they're not raising any cattle. Now, this is going on over 52% of the United States now. They don't have enough grass to raise cattle. So, of course, 3,000 head short every week. And that's in a little place like this West Texas town where very few is raised anyway, and the 3,000 a week short. Now, he said, soon you're going to see a spike in the meat prices. I think he hadn't been to the grocery store in a few months. We've been seeing it every week for a year now. Some people say that the water is the oil of the 21st century. If only water were that simple. Of course, the same things that's making the shortage on water is the same cause for it. It's the same thing that's causing the new diseases and this disease that the women are getting that also have a tumor to go with it. It's causing that. It's causing all of the STDs, and the STDs is causing the bacteria in the firmament, of course, to be sick and not being able to do their job. That one problem adds to another. And, of course, our scientists are getting nearer and nearer to seeing the real cause of global warming, real cause of drought. I just read an article. I don't know if I have it here or not, but here it is. It's the next one up. Global food prices could skyrocket. They've got a new fungus that has literally ruined 50% or more of the corn crop. And, of course, it's spreading. Last year, it destroyed about 2% of the corn crop. And now, this year, it's destroyed 50%. And of course, they take their corn to market, and the man looks at it and says, I can't buy this. And of course, the farmer's lost his yearly wage. The cattle feed that of which we make it, or the ethanol, which is more important right now than the cattle feed because it's making more money. And they can't even make ethanol from it. They've just got to dump it in the waste. The opinion global warming's impact to be felt more in 2013. And they show the long range, the long-range severity of this thing, and their predictions are that there's no end to what they're seeing right now. There's no end in sight. Odds against U.S. drought ending soon. Texas climatologists say there's no end in sight. 27% of the high plains is in an exceptional drought right now. 57% of the U.S. was, more than 57% of the U.S. was in drought as of the week of January 29. So we're still in drought throughout, but this is global. This is not just the United States is suffering from this. The global warming drought helping to spread a toxic fungus in the corn. That's the one I was hunting a while ago. That is wiping out the corn crop. So each thing now is bringing what we call the famine. Now, I told you the United States will remain strong up until the very end, but that's strong military-wise, and of course the rich people will obtain their money. They'll still be holding their money at that time, but the United States will be strong military-wise until the bombs hit, of course, the nuclear bombs that the other nations have, which it looks like they could start using it at any time. Here's something you might they're trying to give people hope, the Catholic Church is. So they got this national preach PREACH-N on global warming February 8th through 10th, 2013. It says a handful of area congregations will be taking part in an annual national preach-in on global warming, with organizers saying they plan to hold President Obama to his second inauguration words, calling for serious but unspecified action on the issue of global warming. The group is urging congregations to host sermons of other activities to raise awareness of global warming. I guess there's some that's still not aware of what's taking place. Solar ice caps missing. The last I had read, the sea globally, the oceans have risen 8 inches. Now that's the last one I read, and I think it was in January that I read that. Advocates for emissions reductions have their work cut out for them. The congregation involved tend to be more liberal, while skepticism about the human role of global warming has been high and rising among conservatives and evangelicals, according to polls. Our cause is more urgent than ever, said a statement on the group's website. In 2013, Preach-In will also focus on how climate disruption is affecting people worldwide, from East Coast residents battered by Superstorm Sandy to Midwestern farmers besieged by drought to people on the island of Karabeka, whose homeland is literally sinking into the Pacific Ocean due to rising seas. Congregations with the preach-in events listed on the group site include Catholic congregations. Well, in fact, there's only two, and both of them are Catholic, I think. but others will join her. Her daughters will join her, as Revelations 17 shows who they are. Obama devoted several sentences of his inaugural to responding to the threat of climate change and preserving our planet, commanded to our care by God. He called for a transition to sustainable energy sources, but didn't get into specifics. Now, of course, the Roman Catholic Church Empire, starting with the Roman Catholic Empire, the so-called Holy Roman Empire, turned all the world from hearing Yahweh's prophets. If you study this weather pattern, you'll see that this started back in the 60s to really picking up steam in the 60s. Now, that was called the swinging 60s, I remember. And that's when television had just come out in the 40s. The Hollywood, owned by the Catholic Church, started teaching sin to the entire world as television spread throughout the world. Their sin started reaching into heaven, and if you'll notice, from that time on, we've gone downhill. It's been a slow process, so nobody really noticed, and they thought, oh, just this will turn itself around in a little while. The Great Lakes, I noticed, they're saying those are drying up. They're the lowest they've ever been in history. And one man said, even if it started to rain, and really hard, it would have to rain for 10 years straight to get the Great Lakes back to where their normal position is. Now, that's what a mess we've made of this world. That's big time, and anyone can see, and they'll say, well, you know, surely it'll rain soon. Well, 10 years of rain is what it would need just to normalize the Great Lakes. That was a beautiful place, I remember. I went fishing there one time when I held a meeting in Canada, and we went out, fished all day, caught a bunch of fish. Benaiah didn't catch any. He kept letting them get loose. Him and Yadidia. We got back to the shore, and here was a big sign saying, don't eat the fish, because the lakes are defiled. They're full of mercury. And if you eat the fish, don't eat more than 4 ounces. I had a fish that was that long. And I could only eat 4 ounces of it, which I refused to do. I refused to eat it when I found out it had mercury in it. But that has not been corrected either. You know, the water we have there is polluted. It's unusable. They're afraid to put it on cropland. No one can drink it without something to take the mercury out. So it's a hard thing that they've got. Well, what caused this? Well, the same group now that's causing for a preach-in, they're starting this movement now to make out like they got contact with someone who can make rain. The problem is when they took the laws, when Constantine, the Pope Constantine, when he took the scriptures away from the people, he said, we will keep Sunday from now on. We won't keep the Sabbath. That cut themselves off from Yahweh. Yahweh could have told them then, but of course Yahweh let them go their own way. And he said, this is what you're going to do to yourselves. The earth is going to vomit you out. And he gives them this in detail. And I couldn't preach that in one sermon like the gold. You know, it's going to take months for you to understand that. But you are going to have to believe me and dress in gold this feast if you want to be a part of my kingdom. We're going to inherit a kingdom, Yahweh says. And of course, we're going to be in unity. And that gold, it means unity. It means the unity that you're going to have in order to receive the energy that comes from Yahweh. It's that simple. And you won't receive it unless you do. You could fill your pockets full of gold and that won't help you. You'll just sink faster with that. Or you can wear it, as Yahweh said, talking about the serpent. Make a serpent with a brass head, and everyone who looks upon it is going to be healed. Now, you could believe that and follow it, and you could be healed at that time. You can believe me now, and you can be a part of this kingdom that's very shortly going to come and receive that energy that Yahweh shows we will have to move mountains and anything else we want to do, anything Yahweh says do. But Constantine stopped this plan from being over most of the earth, but it had to be allowed so mankind could prove to himself, and now it's getting attention, this what little we have, and now it's picking up steam too. If you notice, it's increasing more rapidly now. The water is getting shorter, temperatures are getting higher, and of course this is going to bring even more of what we faced in 2012, more widespread destruction. But soon they'll be fighting over the water. Now, there was a book written. I remember Yedidia mentioning this, the next war that would be fought because of water. And so they had some of this knowledge back several years ago, I think around 10 years ago, of what was taking place. At the same time, we were warning them big time about what they were doing to cause this. And we got rather blunt about it here a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago. When you do not practice Yahweh's laws, you belong to Satan the devil, and you're cut off from Yahweh. I want to bring this. I had three other sermons I was wanting to go over to Romans, but when we saw the news this week, I said, I've got to present this to the people to let them know that they are causing this again, and we have the answers to turn it around. Yahweh shows the answers in the Holy Scriptures, how to actually turn this thing around, correct it. But, of course, they're refusing to repent, as Revelations 9 says they will. Revelations 9:20 said they still won't repent after a third part of the people are killed over a fourth part of the earth in and around the great river Euphrates. And this comes, one of the things that causes is famine, starvation. Well, here in Romans 6:16, he says, "Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin," sin is the breaking of Yahweh's laws, "which leads to death." It also leads, this is Romans 6:16, it also leads, notice, to destruction. It cuts you off from Yahweh, as Israel, the land of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, in following the Korah, or the Korites, if you are familiar with them, they rose up against Moshe and says, "We're all holy." Well, of course, Yahweh wiped out some of their leaders, but he didn't wipe out the Korites, and they took over the 12 tribes of Israel, and that's what came against Samuel, of course, and saying, "We want a king to reign over us. We want to be like all other nations." Well, that wasn't any surprise to Yahweh. He said, "Yes, let them go, but tell them what to expect out of this." Well, now we've been in the last days, of course, we've been telling them what to expect, and now they're seeing what we told them to expect several years ago. But you belong to whom you obey. And right now, due to Constantine's efforts, who was a pope, of changing the law, Daniel 7:25, of taking the Holy Scriptures away from the people, of killing the prophets, of killing, persecuting and killing the prophets, of killing 11 out of the 12 disciples, mostly in Rome. Their deaths were almost all in Rome. If you want to read Fox's Book of Martyrs, they have the histories there for you to read. Yes, they were killed by the Holy Roman Empire, who says, don't follow these written laws. Follow our customs, our traditions, the traditions of the elders. You will find that. You can look it up under tradition and in a concordance if you want to, and it will show, and find it easily and study it out. The Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, Herodians, that none of them kept the laws of Yahweh. And of course they said they killed the disciples because they were teaching and keeping the laws of Yahweh. They killed Yochanan, the Baptist, as they call him, Yochanan the Immerser, or John the Immerser. They killed him, cut off his head, because he was teaching the laws of Yahweh. Well, that's what you have done, and of course, you have caused the people, by taking the laws away from them, you've caused the whole world to turn to sin. And then when you invented the TV sets, due to the increase in knowledge that was also prophesied for this time period. Think about that. You who doubt this work, think about that. The prophet said, in this time period, this last generation, knowledge will be increased. You're going to see a movie on this very soon. They're making a movie out of the house of Yahweh. Yes. That started with a oki that was hidden and nourished and taught for this job. That was all prophesied. And lo, it came to pass in detail. Why would you doubt? Why would you doubt seeing these things come to pass like they're coming right now? And everything I've told you that was going to come, it's coming. It's on us right now. Everything. Praise Yahweh. Well, of course, sin which leads to death. Sin which leads to death. That's what Yahweh told Adam and Eve in the beginning. And he said, get your answers at Abel. Abel had an acceptable sacrifice. That was the first acceptable sacrifice made to Yahweh. We have the last acceptable sacrifice, and we're going to show Yahweh this feast. Yeah, pure gold. And we can do it. We can be that pure gold in this time period. Well, he said, the sin, it leads to death, but obedience, that leads to righteousness. Righteousness, of course, is keeping Yahweh's laws. Let me see where I want to go here. Our job right now, of course, let's look over to Micah and get this in your mind here, because in the last days, Yahweh said, I will establish my house. Micah 4, found on page 705. Please read it with me. Micah, page 705, Book of Yahweh, 4th chapter. Now remember, in the last days, knowledge would be increased. Yahweh said to Daniel, close and seal the books. But in the last days, knowledge will be increased. And Yahweh said, he showed Daniel two other people that would take this message and showed them preaching the message and telling right there in Daniel 12, these two others, actually telling them about the end time. The end time. Well, and he says, in the last days, chapter 4, verse 1 of Micaiah. But in the last days, that's the same thing that Daniel said, last thing that Isaiah said, last thing that Revelation showed, last thing, the last days is what Matthew 24 shows. And in the last days, he said, it will come to pass that the promotion, that mountain means promotion. If you want to look that word up, even Strong's gives you this information. The promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established, not just anywhere now, but the promotion. Do you know you could not promote the Ten Commandments? That was the law of Constantine. You couldn't promote anything that came from the prophet. You could only promote the traditions of the elders. What were those traditions? If you wanted to look at the seventh chapter of 1 Samuel, you'll see Easter and Christmas, Halloween, Isaiah shows it too, eating of swine's flesh. Those were the Korahites that came down from Moshe and came down spreading. They spread throughout Israel. And of course, they kept their teaching going of Christianity that they brought out of Egypt with them, as Yahweh said in chapter 7 of Daniel. He said, this has been going on since I brought them out of Egypt. The same thing. They've never followed me. They tried to turn the people against Moshe. It wasn't just one man, you know, that did this. This was thousands, thousands upon thousands. There's 250 leaders that died in that one event. And of course, people don't know this. They don't follow they don't study the history of the Holy Scriptures. But I'm telling you what was there that you're missing. Maybe I'll read it, get to it and read it one of these days. But anyway, in the last days, you notice that the house of Yahweh will be promoted. And it's still illegal. You know, they still don't want this to take place. But in the last days, it'll be promoted. The house of Yahweh will be promoted. When I was in college, most people didn't even know the name Yahweh. And they certainly didn't want to say it. They're embarrassed to say it. Later, when my brother and I decided that we would start using it, in fact, I said, if this is his name, why aren't we using it? Why aren't we using the name Yahweh when we pray? So then we started using the name Yahweh. And then we started promoting the name Yahweh. And then after the house of Yahweh was established, we started promoting the house of Yahweh. Yes. Now, isn't that something that it was wiped out for over 2,000 years by Constantine? Laws passed against it. You couldn't promote it. You couldn't promote the house of Yahweh. You couldn't promote the commandments, the feast days, not anything. Isn't that amazing? But in the last days, the prophecy says this is going to be done. In the last days, Yeshua said it's the last generation when this is going to be done. The last generation. We're in the last generation right now. We got the nuclear bombs that Yeshua spoke of. Why wouldn't we know this is the last generation? There won't be another generation after this that is following the laws of Satan or belonging to Satan. We're going to change that. We're going to stop the droughts. We're going to stop the global warming. We're going to return the earth to what it was, food to what it was. We're going to guard and keep the food, as Yahweh said to Adam. Guard and keep. And then he said, the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations. Is this not the chief of the nations? And when was the house of Yahweh established? It was not established till we established it. This is it you're sitting in right now or with. It will be raised above all congregations, and all people will eventually flow to this place. That's what Yahweh prophesied, and lo and behold, it's coming. If you could see the letters we're getting, wanting what we got now. It's beautiful. Big organization. Huge. Money-making organizations. They're waking up now, finally. They are waking up. Many nations will come and say, come and let us go up to this promotion of the house of Yahweh and to the house of the father of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways. Well, of course, you Catholic popes, you're the one, and you know you're the one, you admit it in your books, you're the one that stopped teaching Yahweh's way. You wanted your own traditions, you got them. But what does Christmas bring you? What does Halloween bring you? What does Easter bring you? Lies, nothing but lies. That's all it brings you. And you expect to get your prayers answered so he'll give you rain? You think that Yahweh would hear you and send you rain? There's no way he will even hear you. Look at Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Your sins have separated you from Yahweh. What you did, what you're following, that came from your Pope Constantine, that you're still following, so is all Christianity still following the same rules of Constantine, which said, no more of the laws of Yahweh will be taught. From now on, you'll keep Sunday, you'll keep Easter, Halloween, you'll worship the dead lords, and he will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths because the law will depart from Zion. The law depart from Zion? How could the law possibly depart from Zion? Here it started in the land of Israel. David built a house in Zion. David's son built a house in Zion. On Mount Zion, he built a house there. And the laws were supposed to be taught there. They were by Yochanan, and they cut his head off for doing so. The laws will depart from Zion. Well, they had to go there first to depart from there the second, didn't they? So they had to be taken there. And Yochanan took them there. Yeshua took them there. The disciples took them there. But Yahweh said they're going to depart. How'd they depart? Well, they started killing the disciples and all their followers. They start confiscating all the prophets' work, confiscating them, even burning them. Remember the book burnings? What do you think they're trying to get rid of at that time? They're trying to get rid of the prophets' work, the prophets and the apostles. They couldn't, because Yahweh said, in the last days, I will establish my house, and I'll teach this man, a person, he'll be nourished by his mother, that is, taught by his mother. In a hidden place. You know, when I think of the what Yahweh hid me from, it wasn't like he was hiding me where you couldn't see me, but he's hiding me from ever joining in to the things that would have ruined my mind. You know, we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. There's even a song about that. maybe we should put that, maybe the movie makers should put part of that in the movie. I'll sing it. Depart from Zion. They're going to depart from Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem be taken away from Jerusalem. Who could possibly believe that with the history that went down to Jerusalem and the king's son building this beautiful, beautiful temple? And Yahshua said, don't look at that. He said, there's no use in putting any hopes in that. Now, isn't that something? He said, this thing is going to be destroyed. There won't even be one rock left upon another one here. The law is going to be removed from Zion, he said. This was a prophecy. How could you possibly bring that to pass? But it came to pass. Isn't that a miracle? You find your miracles in Yahweh's word, you know. And he will, because the law will depart from Zion and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And then he will judge among the nations and rebuke many nations afar off. He will judge among the people and rebuke many nations afar off. How could he possibly do that? Well, if you go over to the Savior's writings, he will show you how he does this. And when he does it, in the last days, remember, I will establish my house. I will establish my house. And one thing that we are to remember, we have to warn the people, have to warn all nations. That's our job. That's what we're doing right now. We're going out to all the world with this message. This was a prophecy that said, first, the laws of Yahweh are going to be wiped out. Laws are going to depart from Zion. In fact, the darkness came over the whole world, as Isaiah said. Total darkness over the whole world because the laws was taken. The laws of light. The laws of light. Now, if you'll symbolize that with oil, golden oil. Remember this in your studies. Remember this. Now, everybody get this. When you're studying this, I know y'all are studying it. I know you're working on it. But remember, the golden oil comes forth. That's unified oil of light. Light, what is the light? That's going to be taught, and it pours out of the last days chosen servant of Yahweh. Golden oil. Golden oil. Just keep that in mind. It's golden. All of this, and I hope there's more sermons brought on this, but the one this morning was really great. But here in Matitya 24, Yahshua shows that this temple's going to be destroyed, be plowed like a field, as Isaiah said. Be plowed like a field. Temple's going to be destroyed, and Mount Zion plowed like a field. They said they didn't even want anyone to know that a temple ever stood there. Well, they stopped calling it the House of Yahweh. They didn't want that name mentioned in Israel anymore. And people just using it. It was a death penalty. In fact, the Apostle Shaul died because of that very thing. They killed him because he was teaching the laws of Yahweh by the authority of Yahshua. And they killed him for it. In Rome. Well, where else? The seven hills of Rome. Well, here now, the Savior said, first, that this, in the end of the age, that's in chapter 3, the same time, same thing we're speaking of in Micah 4. Then verse 3, the last part, the end of the age, or the end, as the King James said. And then in verse 14, he said, and this message of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. The end will come. Well, of course, he tells you that there's going to be a great tribulation. Tells you in verse 29 that there's going to be nuclear bombs that can darken the world. This is all prophecy. And all of that has come to pass. Every bit of it. The nuclear bombs is what we're afraid of now. Everybody has got them. Everybody wants to get them. And they're scared to death of what they got. Because they know it can destroy them too. And Yahweh says, yes, it's going to. Four-fifths of you. You're going to destroy four-fifths of your population. That's before Yahweh gives us the power to take over. The authority to take over. Then we will have their full attention, fully. And that's when the laws, Yahweh says, will be obeyed. The quartet will repent. What is left of them will repent. And they will start even wearing the holy garments. Now, if you notice in verse 34, he shows this as the last generation. The last generation. Now, remember what he's saying here. This message is going to be preached in all the world. Not from Zion. It's taken away from Zion. In fact, another prophecy says it will be given, this kingdom will be taken from you and given to another person or another people. That's you. That's the house of Yahweh in these last days. Be given to another people that will bear the fruit. Bear the fruit.
Solid gold.
We're going for the gold. And this Passover, we're going to show Yahweh in unity that we're going for the gold. Get your orders in for this, brethren, because we only got a few weeks left. We got time, but if you hold us back, you know, we're running out of time. And we're working right now to get enough tallits made, enough keepas made. I've got my order in for a gold belt, gold tie, gold socks, gold shirt, gold everything. I want to show Yahweh that I'm 100% following this golden oil myself. Praise Yahweh. I want everyone here today and everyone that's hearing my voice and Yahweh's calling, I would like to have them here this Passover wearing gold, and I'd like to have them in the kingdom as part of this great kingdom that Yahweh's putting together right now. There will be a great abundance of energy that's going to be poured out soon upon Yahweh's people. If you notice another prophecy that's taken place, Yael 2, if you notice these children prophesying, and of course it's going to get better than this even, but they're doing a real fine job. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but they're doing a real fine job. The young women are too, so I understand, and they're ready to give an answer. This is the amazing thing. They're ready. And they're ready. They're even doing it. They're correcting. They said, no, this is not right. We need to do this. This is wonderful. It makes me think of this school of the prophets that Eliyah had. And, of course, one of them took his place when he was taken. And they proved that they could do the job, and they did. And, of course, that's what Yahweh wants the young people to do right now. And you still have time to get in on it. If there are skills that you would like to donate to the house, anything that you know how to do where you could be a part of the work. The work is tremendous. We do need help. In fact, I'm going to spend a few hours here today organizing another team to help in this holy garments and everything else that's being made for everyone this feast. We need to know your size. We need to know what it is that you want. I hope you want everything. It's all right. We'll get it. Turn in your orders and we'll get it. We're working now to do so. But anything to help with any part of the work that you can be a part of, even if it's an hour a day, 30 minutes a day. Well, make it an hour anyway, or more. We could certainly use your help. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you!